Hello, welcome to Am I Old Yet? A comedy drama program by Floyd Kennedy, broadcast by podcast. This is episode 15. Oh, waiter! I found you.
You did, sweetheart. How wonderful. Oh, I'd love to hold you, but...
No, absolutely not. Let's do a big, big air hug.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Isn't it odd how you can wrap your arms around yourself and hold tight, and if you're thinking hard of the other person, it's almost as good.
I agree. It really is almost as good. Now, is this place okay for you? Are you warm enough?
Oh, yes, it's great. Lovely idea to meet in the park. And it's not too busy here. We can sit and watch the world go by.
And listen to the birds.
So nice. So, how are you, Gran?
I'm good.
Really? Are you sure? You seemed a bit down on the phone the other day.
Oh, I have my down moments, but then I come up again. Isn't that a song? I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Don't think I've heard it.
Maybe I dreamt it.
No,
I remember. Chumbawamba. Fun song. You should check it out on YouTube.
Gran, I don't believe you.
That's true. They sing it at footy matches in Australia. I can't remember which team. Very important theme.
Right.
Oh, I've just remembered. It's a bit rude. Maybe you shouldn't. Don't sully your innocent ears.
Why not? Do you think I'm a prude?
Not at all.
I don't believe you. That is what you were thinking. Little do you know.
Oh, well, I can guess.
Oh, you don't need to. I'll tell you.
What? What will you tell me?
Anything you want to know.
Oh, that's not fair. I have to know what questions to ask.
Indeed you do.
All right, then. How's Jack?
He's lovely.
And?
Oh, that's it. He's just a lovely human being.
In what way?
What do you mean?
Just that. What does he do? What's he done lately that makes him such a lovely human being?
Well, he proposed to me.
Are you kidding me? Oh, what did you say?
I said I'd think about it.
Oh.
Yes.
And have you thought about it?
Yes and no.
What does that mean? Are you teasing me?
Not deliberately, Gran. I think about it sometimes, and then I don't think about it.
And which times do you think about it?
When I wonder about the timing.
The timing?
Yes. Oh, I might as well tell you.
Yes?
Well, it was a couple of weeks ago, and I was late, you know. And he just assumed that I was pregnant, so he proposed.
And were you?
No, I was just late. Maybe I got the dates mixed up.
Are you not on the pill?
Yes, but we all know that they're not 100% effective, so... Anyway, the point is, I thought I was late, and he jumped to the conclusion that I was pregnant, and he proposed. And I said I would think about it.
Fair enough. Does your mother know?
Oh, yes, I told her. Remarkably, she didn't freak out. She did get excited at the thought of a wedding, but then she calmed down. She's being very mature about it all.
That's impressive.
I thought you would think so. How about you? Would you be getting excited if there was a wedding?
Only if you were. You don't strike me as being overly excited at the prospect.
Don't I? No, I suppose I don't. I do like him enormously. He's funny, he's kind, he's loyal.
He sounds like a Labrador.
Gran!
Well?
Oh, I suppose you're right. I wonder how he would describe me.
Bring him over for a meal. I'll ask him.
I might just do that. Are you ready for a coffee? Is there anywhere around here?
Actually, yes. A couple of blocks away. My favourite cheese shop has a cafe next door. Come on, my treat. They do a lovely tuna melt.
I have dreams of handsome men behind my eyes, beneath my pen. Each one wise enough to know that dreaming is the only way to go.
There's that lovely so Polish waiter. Hello.
Charlie?
No.
Charlie, do you two know each other?
No. No, please excuse me. You mistake me for someone else. I come
Hang
back.
Hang on a... Oh, he's gone. That's odd. Who did you think he was?
I would swear that is Charlie Hobsworth from Beckenham, Kent. We were at uni together, and then he dropped out, and after a while we just lost touch.
Boyfriend?
Oh, no. Oh, just pals. We used to go to gigs together. He was great fun. Very naughty.
Oh, excuse me. Can you take our order, please?
Just a minute. I'll fetch your waiter. Piotr!
Uh-oh, he's heading out the back.
Piotr!
Oh, here he comes.
Yes, can I help you?
Hello, Charlie. I'd like to place my order, please.
Please, Susan, please don't. I'll get fired.
Don't what? I just want to order a coffee. And I want to know why you're pretending to be Polish. Your accent is terrible. You do know that.
Yes, well, it might be, but it's good enough to get me tips from all the old ladies.
Oh, really?
not you. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean you, honestly.
I'm sure you didn't.
And you did leave a rather generous tip the other day. Thank you.
When was this?
When the lady was here with her grandson.
What grandson?
Oh, don't worry, darling. It was just a young lad I picked up on the street.
What? His name is René. He's an actor. I bought him a hot chocolate.
With marshmallows.
Indeed. Good memory. So tell me, Charlie, does your boss know?
No.
And she's watching you right now.
Yes, but better look like I'm working, eh?
What would you like?
I'd like a hot chocolate, please. With marshmallows.
Single shot flat white, please. And a tuna melt to share.
Coming up. One tuna melt to share. One single shot flat white. And one hot chocolate with marshmallow. I'm so sorry, Susan. Seriously.
Never mind, Piotr. Just don't you try to scam my grandmother.
I wouldn't. I didn't know she was your grandmother.
No, well, why would you? But every old lady is probably, possibly, somebody's grandmother.
But I'm not scamming them.
Oh, yes, you are. And I'm watching you.
Really?
I am now. Every move you make.
I look forward to it.
Oh, get on. I'm thirsty.
No change there, then. Won't be long.
Well... Well, well, well.
What? Well, what?
You, flirting with the waitstaff.
I was not flirting.
Well, he was.
Oh, yes. He was, wasn't he? But no, no, Gran. Definitely not.
If you say so.
I do. Now stop it.
Okay.
That was Oh Waiter, episode 15 of Am I Old Yet? By Floyd Kennedy. Today's episode was performed by me, Floyd Kennedy, as Helen and Susie, and the manager, with Christopher McDougall as Charlie, aka Piotr, the Polish waiter. If you'd like to find out more about the program, you could go to the website, which is am-i-old-yet.com. You'll find the blog and also information about all of our guest artists and links to subscribe, review, all of that stuff that we have to keep asking you if we want the podcast to carry on. There's also a Patreon link. If you'd like to become a Patreon, if you would like to become a patron for as little, I know it's still a lot, for £1 a month, you'll find there are benefits such as early release of each episode and all sorts of other stuff. Anyway, you'll find the link on the website. In the meantime, thanks for listening.
Stay safe.
Drop my guard, let music take control. It would be a start, but I've been told I'll never have a love to match the love I give. If I thought that was so, I'd settle here and now for any love that's going anyhow. But I have dreams of handsome men behind my eyes, beneath my pen, each one wise enough to know that dreaming is the only, don't you tell me I'm lonely, dreaming is